With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Neo uses Winamp, The Matrix refreshes their Linux distribution, and more. This is my review for The Matrix Resurrections.
A-V-N.
It's headphones, Neil!
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Headphones Neil Reviews. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing my review for The Matrix Resurrections. So, I had a chance to watch it, so if you haven't seen it, there are going to be some spoilers in this episode. I will try to avoid it as best as I can, as it kind of was, in general, to say it off the bat, it was an okay sequel. I'm not really gonna go as deep into the end spoiler as far as what happens in the end, but it's also nothing that's as spectacular or mind-blowing as what we would expect from what we saw in The Matrix 1, or even, for example, like in The Matrix Reloaded with them copying Smiths, or The Matrix Revolutions, where we have the ultimate battle between Neo and Smith and all the copies and all that. But I will bring it up as far as one point as far as that character is concerned. I will put the spoiler alert warning in case it does come up in any form during the review. But jumping right into it, overall the film was an okay film. In the beginning, watching it, they do have a lot of flashbacks. They do include a lot of scenes and film and footage from The Matrix, like the opening sequence from the Heart of the City Motel, and the scene with Trinity escaping the cops, and then later with the first scene between Neo and Morpheus. So going into it, when you're watching the first third of the movie, you kind of wonder what's going on, what they're doing with this film, and it doesn't feel like it's going to be a particularly good sequel. They even have a point in the film where they bring up how Warner Brothers wanted to continue the franchise, which I thought it was initially cheesy, but then when they bring up the whole idea that Neo created the Matrix video game and they wanted to continue the franchise, it actually works, because we see the Matrix as a system working to maintain the illusion that it's all in his head. Neo had a mental breakdown, and the video games were kind of part of the form of letting it out, and he didn't need to learn to control himself. So there's all that. So in general, once we do get beyond the first third of the film, it actually does pick up, even though it's relatively slow. We do have, for example, Morpheus being played by a different character, but it works in the scope of this film just because we have what looks like more of a Matrix recreated image of what Morpheus looks like, which is a change up there, even though I would figure they have the his original template as being freed from the Matrix, but this is potentially a younger iteration of him prior to him becoming a freedom fighter for the humans. And then we have Trinity and Neo being held in the Matrix in prison as prisoners, and they bring up the idea that even though Neo and Trinity went after the Machine City, it was actually potentially one of many, and I kind of wanted to see more about that. But when I saw that, I actually got to thinking that the Machine City runs a decentralized mesh network, so even though they took down one of those nodes, they didn't take down the entire network. So it's actually an intriguing part on the machines that they didn't hold all their data in one central location. They spread it out over the entire matrix, which made it that much more powerful. So with that being said, and some of the initial hesitations of the film and where they were going out of the way, one of the cool things that I thought was when we see Neo in the Matrix acting as a game developer, his UI that he uses on his computer looks very much like Winamp, which I'm not sure why it looks so much like that or if that was on purpose, but I actually thought that was a nice little streamlined touch. It was a good and interesting setup and interface that he was going through or using, so overall it was pretty good. And from there, the general presentation of it, I liked the whole thing with his boss as well, that they mimic from the first Matrix, which they're basically using Neo's own personal experiences from the Matrix and what they have as of and what we saw there and whatever the last information to keep a control and reframing the information to the point where they want to keep him under control and to avoid him becoming an anomaly is to keep him in the Matrix and believing that what he's seeing is real. And ultimately teaming up with Morpheus and Trinity throws that control out of balance, and then
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
By keeping them separate and under control, they aren't able to do that. So ultimately, being able to free Trinity and her gaining her memories back is a good thing. And ultimately, the movie aims to show that this is a refresh of the Matrix, and Neil Patrick Harris's character as the psychiatrist in Neo is actually aiming to replace. He's kind of a mix between replacing the architect and becoming the new Agent Smith that wants to control the Matrix, but also understand, because he understands people, he knows the importance of keeping the control over Neo and Trinity, and that they're kind of a yin and yang where they play off each other, and the only time that they're truly powerful is when they are together. So, and that actually reminded me of the ring from the or the medallion from the Double Dragon movie, that when they're separate, they have their own individual powers and abilities, but by coming together, they're actually more powerful and they can ultimately realize their full power. So that's actually what they aim to present here, even though it was kind of janky in my opinion, and they relied a little bit too much on the Matrix. Basically, it was kind of a restore state where they're like, okay, we knew up until this point where prior to Neo and Trinity meeting up with Morpheus, everything was good and they had a good system of control. So they tried to reframe the system or the narrative so that they would maintain their control, but then by not having a true purge and then not fully removing the freedom fighter element or the freedom of choice properly, is ultimately still going to result in an unbalanced equation. So that's why we still have the humans trying to free Neo from the Matrix. So all of that in general worked for me. And then of course, at one point in the movie, they, as far as keeping it light, they have a character named Bugs, and she does say Bugs as in bunny, and then they end up paying that up with her saying "What's up, Doc?" to find out what's going on with Neo. So in general, that was a nice little joke. But overall, all the side characters worked. Having Niobe and that tie-in was nice, and then being able to explain why the machines and humans are working together and how life is now generally just worked. The only major downside that I saw or didn't have enough of a payoff was the story of Satie. So even though we have more backstory on her father and how he was a systems or how he was an engineer or programmer that created the pod for Neo, and that tie in to the Matrix sequels, I thought there would have been more of a connection between her and the Oracle, or why she is or isn't the Oracle or anything like that. I didn't really feel that paid off very well. So that's really the bummer for me. So if I was to grade the film, I would probably give it about an 85%, basically a solid B. It was a good film. They did their best to tie in the original trilogy to this fourth film, but it didn't feel so. So the moment for me that they said that this isn't going to be like, or this is gonna, they're trying to recreate the mind bending changes in this film or via the video game, I kind of knew from there that they weren't really going to be able to do that. It did make me think a little bit as far as the yin and yang of it, but then I don't really feel like it worked very well. They relied too much on the prior films, and then I guess they can only have so many changes. So by not having Agent Smith in the film as far as the original version with Hugo Weaving, not having the original Morpheus in there via what's his name, and drawing a blank, Lawrence Fishburne, it kind of makes for a jankiness that doesn't work. And then of course, by not having the Oracle well presented like we did in the first three films, it's one of those things that throws everything off, and it kind of feels like they're trying to be too meta to the point where it doesn't really what they're trying to do is kind of doesn't really take it as far as it could. So even though we still have Neo trying to save Trinity to repay the favor of her believing in him, it doesn't really feel like it paid off as well as it could have, even though it's one of those things that also where they bring up that they did a refresh of the Matrix where they made an iteration, but they purged all the prior programs that were there. And even though that didn't work as successfully as they hoped, because there's still the residual memories of Agent Smith, we still have the Merovingian who's gone crazy and wasn't actually quite deleted. So it's one of those things where the refresh still didn't work, and it would have required a full reinstallation and setup of the Matrix from scratch. and then not importing their prior settings and apps and things like that to make that work. So, and that's kind of just like doing a normal upgrade now where it's like, okay, I'm going to do a fresh installation, but of let's say whether it's Windows, Linux, or Mac, or Android, or iOS, or anything like that, but then not, and then like importing your settings, but it still imports settings that may have been corrupted or not gone as well. So it's one of those things that I'm kind of where they were trying to go with it, but it just felt like they went too far with all the, like, kind of do too much of a modernization and not keeping enough of the old elements. Or if, since they were going with, you know, for example, Morpheus trying to have Neo reclaim his memories by using original footage, I feel like they should have gone with that instead of using a new, or using the new versions of everybody, but only using them once Neo has taken the red pill. He awakens in the new ship, the Neo, I already forgot the name, but when he awakens in the new ship and sees all these unfamiliar faces is where he realizes that all this time has passed, and they explain the story and all that. But because he's already been freed and has this understanding, they're able to proceed from there and then continue the story. So all of that, I think, could have worked that much better. So like I said, overall, I give the film a grade of about a B. It was generally enjoyable. I will end up rewatching it. It wasn't necessarily bad. It just might require an extra watch to see if anything changes in multiple viewings. But if you're looking for the first Matrix, then you're not going to get that. It's basically a film to tie up loose ends and kind of present an idea of what happened after the peace was made between the machines and humans by Neo, and how it wasn't all that it was queued up to be, or the peace didn't hold up as well as they had hoped it to be to begin with, and these are kind of the residual effects after all these years. So that's all there is for this particular review. So if you have any questions, comments, or feedback or anything like that, you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. The website is headphonesneil.reviews for past episodes, subscription links, supporting the show, and all of that good stuff. But thanks for tuning into this particular review and supporting the show and all of that good stuff. And until next time.